Wait, now I'm recording.
You don't have to yet, but okay.
Wait, slash rdsradio.mp3.
Here, I'll post it.
God.
Did you have any more songs that you wanted to give to me?
Well, I did, but I lost them.
Awesome. That's a good idea.
Thanks, man. Oh. 404, not found.
It's not up yet. Hold on.
Well, why are you posting the friggin' link?
I didn't post the friggin' link.
Andy Scott.
I didn't do it. Oh, wait, I did.
I didn't do it. Oh, whoops. My bad.
Oops. Sorry. I'm a liar. A filthy liar. Oh, you guys actually got vent working?
No, better. It's working better, but it still works easier.
Yeah, for everyone that wants to connect to. Brad, give me.
What? Do what?
Give me the questions.
Alright, I didn't see that you were on. Jeez, calm down.
Ass.
Oh, you actually said ass.
I meant ass.
That's a great question.
Accept.
Great question.
Dude, God.
I accepted, man.
There.
Alright, I'm gonna get some food. I'll be back.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, get out of here. I'll be back.
Go away.
Get out of here. Well, we're gonna need him. When you die, Brad.
What?
When you blow up. Because it's bound to happen.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
No, I'm during the show, I'm just not going to touch anything.
Okay. So it's still going to blow up.
Except myself. I have to touch myself.
Okay. I'm just going to play these songs that people send me already.
Alright, that's fine. Is it going now?
Not yet.
I'm going to sit here and click refresh over and over again.
Okay. I think I'm getting bombarded with songs here.
Yeah, that's how I felt.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes I feel like I'm the producer of the show.
Alright, it's up.
I know. 70s rock must die.
I don't know who said this. Whoa, calm down.
Sweet tarts.
Tarts of sweet.
Where's
Who's Bryce? Listening to the radio?
Me.
Oh. Okay. Grace is here. Say hi, Grace. Or she doesn't want to say hi. Okay.
Is she still mad at me?
Yeah, she's mad at you.
What the hell?
She's steaming right now.
Seriously. She cannot take a joke.
She's listening to this. She can hear everything we're saying.
I know. That's fine.
Wow, she's giving someone the finger.
Dude, I know the face that she's making right now.
She's not making a face, actually.
Yeah,
she
is.
Maxim.
Whatever. Remember that night? Oh, God. What did I say?
I don't know. You're just a jerk.
I said something mean, and I was like, dude, I know the face that Grace is making right now. It's so funny. And you started laughing because she was making that face.
What is this song? Do I want to hear this? Does it suck?
Yeah, it's dumb.
Should I switch it?
I don't know. It's FC's. Play some old spots.
I will.
Go ahead.
Wow, 10 listeners.
10?
Yeah, 10. The big 10. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay,
now we have 11.
Alright, I have a confession to make. I've never actually watched Date Rape.
You're an ass.
So I'm going to watch it now.
Yeah, it's actually not that bad.
I don't think it's going to be bad.
Well, you've seen Goodies.
Yeah.
So it's like up to that level. Yes. So, all we got is the VCAs. All we have is the VCAs. Whatever. Okay.
Hey, get on FARC and look up what's new on FARC. Talk about that.
Why? What bad thing? Your computer might blow up, man.
Hmm?
My computer might blow up.
Then that's mine.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I'll be right back, okay?
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah, what a lame song. This is why people leave when we play songs, because they send us gay songs like this one.
The hell?
I know.
Skip it.
I already skipped the last one.
So what?
Skipping it?
Dude, if it's lame, it's going to get skipped.
BMA sent me that one. Skip it?
Yeah.
Okay. Too bad, it just got skipped. We're coming on in like 3 minutes, man.
3 minutes?
Yeah.
Alright.
I know. We were late. We started like 10 minutes ago.
Say what?
Sorry, Grace. Yeah. Well, 10 Eastern.
Guess what?
What?
We don't have running water.
What?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
We couldn't pay our water bill.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have used the water when
I told you. You asked me if you use the water. I was like,
sure.
I was like, I don't know, man. And you said, and that's why it went over.
God damn it, I'm sorry.
God, you freaking bastard.
Sorry, man.
I think you took like a 2-hour-long shower. Jesus.
I'm sorry.
A full blast and just kind of just sat there and cried.
That happens, man. Alright, I'm just going to go to the nomination page. I don't know what else we're going to talk about.
Alright, fine. You do that. I'm going to get on Fark.
Why?
Because there's always interesting stuff to talk about on Fark.
Alright, fine, whatever. Shouldn't we just call this Fark Radio, then?
No.
Okay.
Keira Knightley and Scarlett Johansson pose nude for the cover of Vanity Fair. Mm. Mm. Nice.
Mm. Yes.
So white.
Right. 20 seconds in.
They're really fucking white. We're going back to the moon.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Or maybe to the moon for the first time. Who knows?
Really?
Yeah, really.
Yearly.
Yahweh.
Yahweh. 9 seconds.
Alright.
Hi.
What?
Hey.
Who?
Hey, hi, Brad. We're just talking on Skype, right?
Yeah, aren't we?
Yeah, okay.
No, we're not.
Oh, wait, there's a radio show.
No, it's not.
Thanks. I don't know, actually.
We're live to millions.
Millions.
Millions of people.
Millions, as in 13 people.
Alright, fine. Thousands.
Alright, whatever. Hi, guys.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Another edition of
Riddus Radio.
Riddus Radio. We've decided that no songs longer than 5 minutes will be played, and if we decide that the song is lame, I'm just gonna cut it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because the reason, like, people just leave anyway if the song sucks, so I'm just gonna get rid of it.
Alright, apparently I'm the really loud one again.
You're always the really loud
one. Well, okay, you tell me, like, I need you to be really loud. I'm like,
it's fine. But it's weird, on the recording you're the You're not the loud one, so whatever.
Well, I don't know. Okay, I just pushed my microphone a bit far away, okay, so well, people don't want to kill me.
Well, anyways, yeah, sorry for starting about 15 minutes late there, but I was having trouble.
I know.
Come on, if we ever actually get a show that's on time and runs smoothly and, you know, it's just perfect.
Somebody will probably die.
And it'll be our last show ever. So, just hope that day doesn't come.
I don't know.
Or you can hope for that day to come. Maybe you want RDS Radio to die.
Why? What's wrong with RDS Radio?
I don't know. Maybe you should change the name.
Other than the name... I hate the name.
Well, I'm sorry. We're running it off the RDS server. What are you going to do about it?
No, it's burning off Corn's server.
Yeah, I know. Which is,
let's call it Corn Radio.
No, dude. No, I'm sorry.
Corn Radio.
Yeah, maybe we should just name it that. I don't think he'll appreciate that, though.
That's fine.
Eric Radio. Eric's radio show that he doesn't host. That sounds good.
All right.
Yeah. Anyways.
Have you ever had Eric on the radio at all?
Yeah. In the earlier shows.
We should have him back on. He's a good guy.
He's good. He's probably listening right now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Eric? You're a good guy.
Yeah, good guy.
I thought you're glib.
Eric, you're glib.
Eric.
You're glib.
I'm telling you, we need to get Tom Cruise on the show.
Yeah. I contacted him. He zapped me. He tried to kill me like he did Oprah, but he got away from the phone before he did.
Alright.
Anyway.
That'd be really funny.
Alright, what's going on? What's on tap, Brad?
What's on tap? Alright, nothing is on tap for me.
Oh.
You know why?
Yes, I actually know why, but you can tell the listeners if you want.
Our water got shut off at our house, yes. We were unable to pay our utility bill. And by the time I found this out, it was around like 4:45, and the utility place closes at 5 o'clock. And quick, you need to get over there.
We have water. We're back down to like medieval times.
Yeah, seriously, I have no water. So we went over to my sister's house with jugs, like empty jugs that we just happened to have, and we got water and we're using them to flush the toilet. I'm just taking a piss outside.
My god!
You know, I'm a guy. I have that luxury.
Yeah, but I guess your sister doesn't.
No, my sister doesn't live here.
That's good for you. Your mom.
And my mom is actually out of town.
Oh, okay.
So really,
it's not a big deal.
My dad, and my brother. We can just all...
Oh, yeah, it's not a big deal.
Outside, you know. And if we gotta go...
Just go outside.
Know, number two...
Isn't it snowing out there?
Top squat. No, it's not snowing.
It's snowing over here. You're gonna get it tomorrow.
Damn it.
That's what I do, man. I send snow over there.
You're a bastard.
Someone's gotta be.
Nah.
Speaking of bastards... Yeah. our interviewee for tonight... should be on soon. We're waiting for this person. And when we get this person, then we'll interview this. We'll call them up or something.
All right.
Tell us
who is there with you tonight.
Oh, Grace is with me tonight, but
EBTC Para.
She can't talk because she has no mic.
Oh, yeah.
And she's paraparified.
I'm thinking of your gunbound name.
You bastard.
I don't know why.
That's LJ, man.
Oh, yeah. Shut up. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Dude, you failed. Brad,
damn it.
Brad's fired. Anyways, speaking of gunbound, anyone want to play anymore? We actually started playing again. If you're listening, you want to play.
Okay, have you moved outside of the rookie server yet?
I think I can now because I played enough that I can just leave because I'm actually
okay. Good.
Ranked
I'll play
up.
With you guys. That's fine, but I'm not gonna make a new account.
Dude, come on! It's not like your account was that great.
Doesn't matter. I gotta go through and fill out a form and off.
All right.
Damn it.
All right. What else is on tap, Brent?
Well,
the VCAs are up.
Are they?
The semifinals.
The semifinals of the AMV.org Viewer's Choice Awards are up. If you just are oblivious to this, you know.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah, anyways, I just wanted to use this time to shamelessly promote myself for Most Improved Creator.
Because you got so good this year.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. From the year before, I had nothing.
And then this year, I released
like 4 videos. It's insane.
It's crazy.
That's grounds for the best improved creator ever.
Totally. No question.
I think after this year, they should just get rid of it after I win it.
Yeah, because no one will ever be as improved. It'll be an empty gesture to award somebody else. Yeah, and I could totally see you winning Most Helpful.
Oh yeah, Most Helpful.
Okay, guys, listen to this. Every time I'm having an issue with video, the first person I go to and cry to is Jay. He always has the answer for me, because he's so helpful, so smart when it comes to video, that I just, you know, every time, not really. I'm a big fat liar. No. Who else is nominated for,
Sorry, I had to get off the thing there for a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Alright.
Okay. Well, yeah. People are just alright. The songs right now. People are just sending it to me right before them, so I don't really know who sends me what. I'm not keeping track of it right now. So
alright, well hang on. Let me explain what I think I'm gonna have people do from now on. Mm-hmm. I just created a FTP account on my personal server,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to tell people, I'm going to give them the login and password, and just say, upload your songs here, and put
your name,
from so-and-so before
yeah.
it. And okay. then, you know, I'll make a new folder for each night, and then...
Alright, and we will close that FTP, like, the day before.
Yeah.
That way, I don't want getting last-minute ones, whatever.
Right.
If you forget, too bad. But so for now, I'm just taking the last few and then just playing those.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, let's talk VCAs.
Talk VCAs.
Yeah. Did you already do your?
No, man. I didn't even nominate the first ones.
Look, and now you don't really have that much of an excuse because you.
Yeah, I do. I'm lazy. That's my excuse.
I only did a few nominations for the first round, because I mean that's pretty daunting. You got to go through a really fucking long list.
But
for the semifinals, there's only like 20 videos in each thing.
I'll wait till the final nominations.
God, you're so lazy.
Someone's got to be, and it's got to be me.
Nicely.
Why do you have any particular ones that you'd like to vote?
I do. All right.
All right.
Everybody that's listening.
Use this time to.
This is I'm on my soapbox here for the VCAs. All right. If you are coming underneath the sound of my voice, best horror / terror video, gotta be Mitternacht Special Edition. Nothing but. Amazing and original.
You know, you shouldn't do that because he's recording the show for us. He can just cut us off.
He won't. He's not listening. He's off eating food.
No, he is listening. He's on IRC right now. He just said hate.
Well, then why isn't he talking?
I don't know.
What a freaking joke.
It's okay. He's horrific.
He's full of horror and terror.
I was kidding. Yeah, sure
I
you
see.
Were.
Yep. But don't you agree? Don't you want to see Mitternacht Special Edition win?
Best not
horror
really,
because
I don't want
terror.
People like bitch at me about it. But
it's
I am
fine.
Sort of curious to see if it will.
Of course it will.
That would be really sad, though. But we'll see.
It's okay.
Anyways.
Anything else?
Well, okay. There are definitely some big surprises in terms of what is not, what did not make it to the semifinals that I was definitely expecting to see there.
Probably everyone knows what this is.
Typically lost something forever.
God. Yeah.
Well, that's one of them. That's definitely
lost
one.
Forever.
For best MVP, come on, guys.
Come
what
on.
Happened? What happened?
Seriously.
I can't believe you guys dropped the ball on that one.
Seriously, I am.
What about
disappointed
I don't know. That was a good one too.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
it doesn't matter.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant.
You didn't even remember the title of it. You suck. Get out of here.
So awesome. I can't remember.
Well, actually, no. There is a video called I don't know from Rose Arbor. It was like a short little.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, probably.
Yeah, that's what it was.
No, the one that I am thinking of though is another video by Rose Arbor, Who Sent Ya, which was, in my opinion, probably one of the best action videos of this year. It was just raw, hardcore, and badass. And, you know, it won Best Action at ASEM and at J-Con. And each time they played it, everybody got into it. And it was just, you know, people standing up and, you know, shut up and pick a ball, you know. And the people of fucking France, man. It's just a great, fun, action-y, cool video, and it didn't even make it to the semifinals. Like, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
It's crap.
It's kind of sad.
But oh well. But, like, Tyler's Sweet Revenge video made it to action. I didn't really see it as an action video. It's a good video, but, you know, I don't know. Oh well. What else? Like, A View to a Kill? Again, one of my favorite videos of the year, but best action? I mean, it had, like, you know, I don't know. It's just not, wasn't feeling it for action, but whatever.
Waking Hour whatever. For drama?
God.
No.
Gosh. Shut the hell up.
That's totally comedy.
Yeah, comedy.
It's ridiculous.
There are some pretty good nominees in drama. Even one of my videos. No way, though.
What?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
What?
Who?
What? Well, actually, I'm going to take this time to play some more songs.
Okay.
So, we'll be right back, guys.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry. I don't know where the hell she is, man.
Oh, Ilya?
Yeah.
Ilya. Hang on, I sound so weird.
No, you sound fine, though.
Maybe she, I don't know.
No, on the recording.
Really?
Does that work, apparently?
Well, I got a little glimpse. Listen to me.
Maybe she's, having a problem getting home from work.
I don't know. So do you guys have nothing to chime in about?
No,
on the VCAs?
No, nothing. Grace's friend has an emergency, so I was talking with Grace.
I see.
Sorry.
That's fine. Is everything okay?
Not really, but, you know.
Well, what's going on?
I can't tell you, man.
No.
Sorry.
Jeez, I guess I'm not your friend.
No. Grace can tell you if she wants, but I can't say it.
Oh, anyway. I am recording, so if you want me to stop...
No, it's fine. We're not actually letting anything out, are we?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're not, so it's okay. Don't worry about it. God, where the hell is this damn Ilya?
I don't know. Don't freak out. We're fine.
Climb down. Climb down.
You can call somebody else. Talk to them for a while. You can call Sad again. He's a good backup.
You're just going to have people pimp themselves on the VCAs there.
Alright.
Or you can just call a random person. Call Seth.
Yeah, call Seth. It'll be totally
random.
Call Seth.
Alright. We're going to call up a random person.
No, dude, call up Sat and say that it's Ilea.
Alright, if Ilea's not back by the time we finish these few songs, then I'll be like, okay, here's Ilea. All
right.
But it won't really be her.
Hello.
Hello.
I hear that you also double as being a lowly waitress. I'm not lowly.
What are we going to talk to her about?
Who?
Sat.
I don't know. How her boyfriend is doing.
How's Audio Slave?
Yeah.
Is he still a slave to the audio?
To audio. It's so mean.
You're mean.
I know I am. Someone's gotta be.
You bastard. Let's call up Zero.
Dude, this one guy sent me songs and I can't find it. So I don't know what I'm gonna do with it. Okay, BMA is gonna get on. He's gonna pretend to be Beowulf.
Awesome. You have a very special guest, Julian Milo.
Julian Milo, is that his name? I don't
yeah.
remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Milo brothers.
That's gonna be funny. Yeah, because Julian's never going to listen to this anyway, so what's the difference?
It doesn't matter if he does or not.
Yeah, I don't care. It would be funny, actually, if he did.
I had said it. Oh, hell yeah, dude. I'm gonna bring it back.
No, we're not bringing this back.
Hell yeah, we're bringing back the boy.
No!
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
Hey, you like it.
No one's bringing back anything.
So awesome.
Dude, Chris didn't even know that he was on the guest list for ASAN.
What?
No, he's like, I was telling him that the guest list for ASAN is almost the exact same as OhioCon. He's like, yeah, except for me. He's like, no, you're on the guest list. He's like, what? I had no idea.
What the hell? What does that mean?
He didn't know.
How could they not know?
Well, because, I mean, like, Funimation will, you know, they'll book them for stuff, and yeah.
Okay. He's like, totally intro him as Julian Milo, also known as Beowulf, creator of Dead to the World.
Yeah.
Story of Antichrist. Hit it, guys.
All right. Kasanzi wants to phone in about the DCAs.
Okay, I'll call him next.
Alright.
Hey, Superunker's here, what the hell?
Oh shit.
Oh my god.
Alright, I gotta listen to this new ad that, DJ just made. It says Adam X RDS Radio, so...
Okay.
I'm gonna listen to it.
I'm playing it, too.
What the hell?
What the hell? Who made that?
TJ.
The fuck?
It made absolutely no sense.
You know what, though? It's actually pretty true, though. I do have an extremely feminine and tight behind.
That was hilarious, man.
Not the first time.
Thanks a lot, DJ.
Did he just make that?
Yeah, he just made that, so I just put it on right now. I hadn't even heard it. There's two more. I haven't heard them. There's one that says Coop RDS, so, and it's longer than yours. I don't know if I want to hear that one.
As long as he doesn't make a P-Wolf RDS.
The thing is, though, like, that's not going to be in the recording, though.
Yeah, it won't.
I'm sorry.
Unless you send it to me, and I play it.
If you want to.
Not really. You
well, I guess gives you incentive to listen to the live show, then.
I guess.
Exactly.
Anyways, yeah. Right now we're taking callers for just general thoughts on the VCAs, and if you want to pimp yourself or whatever... But actually, we have a guest that's going to be coming on. He's not our interviewer for tonight, but he's a very special guest.
Special.
Guys, yeah. You know him as Julian Milo, also known as Beowulf, creator of Dead to the World, The Story of the Antichrist. You know, that big, really long AMV.
He didn't edit the video. He created.
He created that.
It's. I mean,
he gave life to this video.
You can't call him a video editor.
So we're calling him right now, and he's gonna give us, I guess, his thoughts on the VCAs. He messaged me, and he was like, "Dude, you totally have to call me." And I think we have online.
Is this thing on?
Hey, it's Beowulf. Hey, what's up, man?
There we go. Technical difficulties. Just a second.
No,
what's wrong, man? I can barely hear you.
So many chords.
What's wrong?
So many
chords. I
think
he's being suffocated by art. We can't hear him.
Oh. So what's up, man? Anything new?
Alright. I think I've got it now.
You
Everyone
it?
Hear me?
Yeah, what's
yeah,
up?
We got
yeah. yeah, we got you.
So what's up? What
what's
you
up, man?
About?
What did you want to talk about? Did you want to pick your video?
Well, I just wanted to say a few things about my video. Well, I can't really call it a video. I have to call it a work of art. Dead of the
it
World,
the,
Story of the Antichrist.
Yeah.
It's probably the most outstanding thing ever created. I don't really mean to say that. That might hurt someone's feelings. Well, no, I mean to say that. I do want to hurt your feelings.
Right on.
Dude, they think I'm doing the voice.
No, that's P-Wolf. What are you guys talking about?
I don't know what they're talking about at all.
Yeah.
I'm Julian Milo. I created the greatest video. I'm sorry. I had it going for so long, too.
God damn it, I'm sorry.
That was actually pretty good.
That was pretty good. I was convinced if I was listening to the broadcast, I would have thought it was you, actually. Well, that's actually BMA, if you guys didn't figure it out yet. great voice, though, man.
I've been working on it. I was like, I'll try it out at least once. I'll try to pimp his video for him. Dead of the World, Story of the Antichrist. Probably the greatest video ever.
Actually, BMA, while I've got you on, I just have a question. Is there a good martial artist out there? Anybody, you know?
Oh, there's several good martial artists. I'm just not one of them.
No. Not good martial artists, because obviously, I'm saying a good martial arts, you know, like a second half, a yin to your yang.
No, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Oh. It's all bad, baby.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry.
Keeping it bad in 06.
All right. You got any thoughts about the VCAs at all?
A lot of good videos got unnoticed, which, you know, always happens.
Like what?
Because you got, like... Well, I was trying...
This is your time to pimp something, so go ahead.
Well, I was trying to pimp this video by this guy named Lord Aceman, this Polish creator, who I just... Mm-hmm. I think it's not even the greatest video. It's just such a... It's just funny. I just like it. And so I was trying to pimp it to him for most fun,
really,
and I was trying to pimp it for everything. But, oh well. No one watched it.
Sorry.
Okay, that's fine. The force of my personality.
At least you tried, man. At least you tried.
But other than that, I mean, there's a lot of good videos still in the semifinals. I like what I saw.
All right.
I was impressed still. So.
That's cool.
All right.
What's your pick for video of the year?
Yeah, video of the year.
Let me check the list.
Just pick one, man.
I don't even remember who I voted for.
Mitternach Special Edition.
Mitternach Special Edition. Most original.
I don't think I voted for that one at all.
Oh, come on.
Not anything against P-Wolf, but, you know, it is really...
No, go back and change it.
I know, it's not even... Is it even a nominee? No.
No, it's just horror.
Viewer's Choice Awards 2006. What did I nominate? Video of the year. Did I nominate anything? Oh. Strangely enough, Death of the World, Story of the Antichrist.
Good job!
Several other... and a couple other videos. I put Decoy out there, and I put Super Unker's video, because I liked it. I put Coop's video. I was real impressed with that one.
Alright. Cool. Thanks.
Right.
Thanks. I'm not paying him to say this.
What is your personal pick for video of the year? One video.
Wow. That's a tough choice.
Come on, you're going to have to do it anyway.
That's a tough choice between
special
the three.
Edition.
No. Freaking. Still Locked Preoccupied with 1985 is such a brilliant comedy video, and it's just so well made. And
is that your
Waking
pick then?
Hour, Waking Hour is such a good video for what it is. I don't really like sappy romance videos, but it's a good sappy romance video. And then Dead of the World is, of course, you know, it's just a brilliant piece of art. And so the inner Bayo is telling me to vote for that one. So I don't know. Once it gets to the finals, I'll make my decision then.
Just flip a coin. A three-sided coin.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll roll a D6 and divide by two.
Okay. There you go. Sounds good. All right. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.
See ya.
Later.
Later.
Okay, we have another caller who was actually our guest from last week. Kazanzi is on the line.
Hey,
what's up, Matt?
Yo, what's going on?
What's up?
Not much.
How you been? How you been?
Pretty good.
All right, all right. So, have you listened to the radio? Did you like Beowulf being on the radio there?
Yeah, it was surprising. It was surprising.
I was surprised, too. I didn't think he actually knew radio, RDS Radio actually existed anymore. So what are your picks for the VCAs?
Well, let's see. Like, for which category do you want?
Whichever category. Horror. Video of the Year. That's what we're talking about
here. Special edition.
Yeah, that's right. No. I don't know. Video of the Year is so, it's so broad this year. There's so much different stuff in there. Personally, a lot of my favorites aren't the most popular videos, but, I mean, they're awesome videos.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Like,
it doesn't matter if they're not the most popular. If they're in there to be nominated, just pick
one. Well, I mean, because I know that, like, Jihaku and, like, Still Preoccupied, and those are pretty big videos, but personally, like, my pick's still with, like, Spirit of the Stage and, like, Zetsumo. All
right. I mean, I wouldn't say Zetsumo probably would get a bunch of votes either. I mean, it's a really good video.
Yeah, they're just created, like, so amazingly. I don't know, just... It just doesn't seem like the stuff that's, like universally mainstream, though, but I think that's some of, the, like, the best stuff I've seen.
Okay.
I mean, JCD is he's one of my favorite creators. I you know, he's a great guy, but honestly, Spirit of the Sage was probably my least favorite video of his this year.
Really?
I really didn't get into it at all.
Have you watched the show?
I've watched the first three episodes.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, even if, you know, it did go along well with, you know, the story and everything, it just didn't do it for me. I don't know what it was. But I mean, I there were other videos of his that I liked better this year. But that's just my personal...
I see. And that's exactly how I think a lot of people are thinking right now. It's torn between a lot of videos that certain people like better, even though all the ones on that list are excellent.
Yeah. Okay, but if you had to pick one, what is your favorite video? Even if it's not on this list.
Midunok Special Edition.
Even if it's not on this list, what was your personal favorite?
It's K-Rat's fault, and everyone else in the stupid IRC channel for even voting for the stupid video. So, you know, might as well live up with it.
Yeah, you might as well pimp it, man.
Gah.
Well, I mean, if you're asking me, like, what my favorite video of this year, like, personal favorite, I don't consider it, like, the best, you know, technical video out there, because, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's just amazing out there, but if you would have to go with that, it's actually on that list. It's Always Hardcore. Just because swear...
No, fine, man. I like that video, too.
I've watched it, like, so many times, it's not even funny.
Dude, that song is so goddamn addictive.
It is. And, I mean, I know it's a pretty simple video when you break it down, but it just works so well.
Dude, who cares if it's a simple video?
Yeah.
That's right. There's nothing wrong with simple videos. I mean, like, Midnight Special Edition.
Most of my all-time favorite videos are simple videos. You know?
Yeah.
So, nothing wrong with that.
No, I think that's a great one, though.
That's cool. Well, you know that one of my very favorite videos this year did not make it onto any nominations, and that
was that
Things Have Changed.
Yeah, well, I have no idea how that did not happen.
What video?
So depressed about that.
What
Dark Crystals?
Oh,
like at least Best Action, but
seriously,
it wasn't even there.
I know. I was just
a lot of videos got chefed from Best Action.
Yeah, I saw.
Things Have Changed, and Who Sent You? Enough.
Just
kind of not on there.
Left out of there.
Sorry.
You know which one should win best multi-editor though, right?
Hell yeah, I do.
Should be the Meebarp, right?
Forever.
Iron Chef Idol.
No. Get out of here! I'm back.
Come on.
I'm gonna kick you. Someone paid you off to say that, didn't they?
Yeah, I'm sitting on a fat stack right here.
I knew it. Yes. All right. Well, thanks for chiming in, man.
Not a problem.
All right. And think we have a couple more callers, and this guy really wanted to get on.
Oh, God. Damn it.
Hopefully, we're calling Decoy. Hopefully his 56K can connect. I hope he doesn't try to steal my internet, because apparently that's what he does.
He steals your internet.
Yeah, he steals me. Hey, the eternal drunk guy, Decoy. Hi.
Hey.
How did Decoy...
I'm going to have a bit of a lag, so just, you know, just bear with it.
It's fine.
Decoy get nominated for Creator of the Year.
Decoy, what are your thoughts on the VCAs?
I don't know. Dude, ask the Narutards.
Ask the
It's rigged.
It's rigged.
I say the Illuminati is behind it.
Are you part of the Illuminati, then?
Yeah.
Okay, totally. So you rigged it yourself.
I nominated
that's the idea.
Dude, we can barely hear you, like, breaking
for,
up.
For what?
You're like dying.
I can't help my 56 gay.
It's okay, man.
Dude, yeah. So what's up? What is up?
We're asking you that.
Well, I am editing on a MEP, one of Rick's liquids, maps, whatever. So that's basically it. And yeah, nothing else.
How about Project Slam?
Yeah, that's a bit bumpy at the moment. I'm looking for more editors, and
Just give you the song?
No way.
No, you see, you don't have to give me anything.
Just do it then.
I'm not going to. It's too late now.
Well, what's the point of this whole conversation?
Because I just want you to give up. Not for me.
Okay. Tell you what, I'm not going to give up. I'm just not, you know. How about that?
Okay.
Alright.
Anyway.
It's really hard to understand you, so we're going to let you go right now.
No. Dude,
sorry, man.
Don't do that.
Vote for NTB.
No.
See ya.
No more to push.
That's fine. Sorry, if you guys knew what that meant, never mind. Well, we're still waiting for our interviewee. I think he or she died.
No, she's on.
Shut up.
She is.
No, she's not.
How do you know it's a she?
How do you know it's a she?
I'm assuming.
What? You're assuming? Well, I have some more songs to play anyway. So
hey, you know what you do when you assume?
Yeah.
You make an ass out of
Okay, well, we're going to play some more songs. Have a blast.
What are you going to play?
And by she, I mean Lee.
Yeah, I don't know where the hell Ilea is. That was... Screw this.
Dude, forget I sound like crap.
What?
I sound like crap when I was...
It's fine.
I'm, like, tuning in, and I hear me, and it's like, ew, gross.
Ew. Gross. Morose. We're gonna hear your radio spot again.
So weird. Wait, are you gonna play yours? Like the?
I'll play that one last. We're playing yours again. So goddamn stupid. Wow, we actually have 20 listeners now. What the hell?
Wow. That's a record.
No, it's not.
For the new show.
No, this is a show. It's actually going up in listeners. Last time, we were just going down.
Well, because we started so high.
Yeah, we started so high, we could only go down. Hold on, guys.
No, and then you played a sad song, and then everyone left.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
I'm checking my friends page. That's what I do. Yeah, Scott, I do the exact same thing that you do.
Say it again?
I do the exact same thing that you do.
What do I do?
Now, you have like a list of like 5 or 6 sites that you check compulsively.
Oh, yeah.
And you check your email. I do that all the time.
I hate that. I'm doing it right now. God. It's usually like, goes like LJ, then the org, then like 3 torrent sites. Then I like navigate the org for a bit. I'd like go to the forum, check like the video stuff, and it's like I know there's no one replying to this crap, but I still do it.
I see. Dude, alright. I've got some more videos that I just now realized didn't make it in.
Huh?
I've got some other videos that I just now realized didn't make it into the semifinals that were really good.
Like?
Bouncing Through the Years.
That made it in there.
It did? Where? Best Sentimental. Alright, I remember
that.
But Astro Boy Forever.
Yeah, that did it.
By Walter Scott. And Caught in the Crossfire.
Oh.
By Therex. But that Macross Zero video.
Yeah. Oh, man. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
that sucks. That was a good one.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd Jay go?
I don't know. Probably talking to Grace.
Ah. So, do you guys have a backup in case Ilya doesn't show up? Ilya? God.
I don't think so.
Screwed, you guys are.
Well, I'm going to ask Brian, even though he's all officially, he's RDS, so, and Jay doesn't like interviewing RDS people.
But noob. Interview decoy.
No.
Poland. Probably the song. You guys can talk about the logo.
Oh, yeah.
They are.
Good call. Did you end up doing one?
Huh?
Did you end up doing one?
Yeah.
Which one?
It's really gay. Hold on.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah. Didn't you, like, see it in the chat room?
No.
Okay.
Did not. I like how on the members' main page, yeah, there's a thing for the logo contest nominations begin, but there's no link to the logo.
Yeah, it says go to the form.
It's dumb. Put it right there. Okay, wait, which one is yours?
Hold on.
Oh, you made that one?
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
Yeah, it's kind of gay.
I don't like the M.
Like, I was trying to do, like, a... make it look like it was, like, video clips in the timeline type of thing.
Right, I got it. I just... Yeah. I don't like the M. If they were all the same font, it would have been great.
Yeah, maybe. Hey.
Yo.
Hey.
I'm just going to call up Sat and pretend she's Aaliyah.
Oh, no. Hang on. I've got Brian ready to be interviewed.
Brian who?
Rosard.
Rosard?
Yeah, Rosard.
Curious about Rosard.
Dude, we're going to do it, okay? It's going to be fine.
All right. We're going to do it.
Do it.
Hold on, be right back. I can listen to my own...
Hey, and then we'll have Project Genius people up.
Awesome.
Thank you.
goddamn DJ. What the hell?
I'm going to have to listen to these later.
That's so stupid. Okay, we're back.
TJ's weird. But I like him.
Yeah, thanks a lot, TJ.
That's fine. Hey, at least I got to be a hot girl.
I know. I just got to be a freaking rapist.
You're just a rapist.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, since our original interviewee is nowhere to be found, we're lying. This is our original interviewee.
Yeah, exactly. That's
the one that we're going to call right now. If I had... yeah, okay. We're going to call this person now. It might be lame to you guys, but too bad. yeah. And our interview for tonight is ringing. Come on, pick up.
Ringing.
Hello?
Hello?
Yo.
Hello?
Hello? It's Ilea. Hello?
It's Ilea! Hi, Ilea!
Yes, I'm now a man.
But I thought you were always a man.
In your dreams.
Actually.
No, apparently it wasn't a dream.
Oh, it wasn't a dream, man.
Holy shit, Koopa Steve raped me.
He's wearing my pink bathrobe.
Alright, for those of you that don't know this guy's voice, this is Rosard.
Brian.
Yes, he's in RDS, and yeah, we're breaking our own rules, and we're just interviewing him because he's here. No, I mean, he was our original interviewee.
Last minute interview.
That's right.
So, what's up, man?
Yeah, what's up?
Anything new? Are you a little bit peeved about the lack of nomination?
Fuck the VCAs. Yeah. Ooh, man. This is a fuck the VCAs anyway, so. I really don't care, you know?
I really don't care, but fuck the VCAs.
I figured I would make... If I would have made the nomination round, I don't think I would have made the finals anyhow. So, it's not like I went
I would have voted for it in some
Dude,
finals.
I would have voted for you.
I...
So, Mitternach Special Edition.
Mitternach Special Edition.
Yeah, okay, Brian, you have to at least vote for one thing in the semifinals, and that's Mitternach Special Edition for Best Horror. Alright?
Best Horror ever.
God. Seriously.
It's the best remake.
It's so good that it can win twice.
Yes, it's Rosard.
Yes. Alright, well.
Hey, am I lagging you guys?
No, you're not.
No, I don't think
fine.
So. No, you're fine. All right. Well,
okay, because you guys are on my computer and it's really annoying.
Oh, really?
It's because of my sound card, though. My sound card's a piece of shit.
Oh, it's fine.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay.
All right. Well, I actually have a whole list of questions
that
for you.
Were not meant for you.
But they can be.
I'll try and answer them to the best of my ability, then.
All right.
So. The idea for date rape came to me when I met Jay at AWA.
Date rape. You date raped me.
Date rape.
Alright.
Go ahead, Brad.
Alright, well, I wrote these kind of out of order, just but, we already said, one of the questions was, what is your real name? Because I have no idea what Ilea's real name is.
It's Ilea.
No clue. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It is.
No, it is Ilea.
That's crap. I don't
no, it's not,
that's
dude.
Her real name.
I don't believe
that's
it.
Her real name.
Isn't she Greek?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
she was born. Well, her name is.
No, it's
dude,
not.
Dude, why the hell are we talking about Ilea?
I don't know. All right, Brian. What got you started?
Didn't bother to show
into AMVs.
Yes.
What got you started in the AMVs?
I guess, like, when I first started college and I started downloading AMVs, I saw really shitty ones, and I was like, I can do better than this. And so I started making them.
Well, are you
that
ever
That sounds
going
familiar.
To?
There you go.
All right, that's cool.
Well, I didn't hear what you said, Brad.
Oh, I said, are you ever going to?
Ouch. Okay,
fine.
Maybe one day I'll get around to it. You know that Helsing video I'm working on there, Brad. I know how much you love it.
Man, that's... Alright, I'm not gonna talk about that. All right.
Your favorite show.
No, it really isn't. It really isn't.
But you love the animation.
Anyways, All right. What's your favorite video of this year?
Midnight Special Edition.
God, stop.
All right.
Get out of here, Beowulf.
I would say kick Beowulf, but he's recording and we can't really do anything about it.
No, I'll stop.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I won't.
You can't really pick, like, a favorite video, you know? There's no one.
Yeah, you can.
There's, like,
yeah, you can.
Several.
You can. If you're stuck on an island,
give,
you can only watch one video.
No, I'll let you have three. I'll let you have three videos from just this year.
From just this year?
Yeah.
2006?
Yeah. No, God.
2005.
You know what I mean.
Yes. Okay, you're not going to believe me, but someone's at the door. I'll be right back.
You're
freaking...
Wow.
That's the worst excuse I've ever heard.
I know. I heard the fake Chinese takeout.
All right, Jay Ling, same question.
No, I'm not answering your damn question.
Yes, I'm interviewing you now.
No, you're not interviewing me.
Yes, I am.
We've had this conversation. I am never going to be interviewed.
Okay, cool.
Coop, what is your
I'm
real
back.
Name?
There you go.
The world can continue turning.
All right, same
okay,
question.
Brian. Go,
same
Brian.
Same question. Pass.
Three videos from this year. No, you
pass.
Can't pass.
I don't know. God.
Just pick some.
Mitchinox, special.
Okay. Who sent you? Things have changed. And...
Astro Boy Forever, which is the other one that didn't make it. That
no.
I'm surprised about.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the last, like, great video of this past year. I don't know.
What a cop-out.
Cop-out.
AMV Hell 3, there.
Okay, alright, that's fine. That's legal.
AMV Hell 0.
All right.
Which one? Zero or three, man? No,
zero.
Okay, zero.
I watch it every night before I go to bed.
I knew you did.
Awesome.
All right, where does your creator name come from? What is RoseArt all about? Tell me about that.
The epic
story?
Tale.
Don't
I came
tell
up
me it was your,
the name,
it was
like,
your D&D character's name.
What?
I said, and don't tell me it was your Dungeons & Dragons character name.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
Awesome.
Or it is, I should say. I still have the character sheet somewhere in my apartment.
Oh, God.
Awesome.
I might, hold on, let me check. I brought my dice bag up here. Let me see if it's in here.
Oh, God.
No, I didn't. Okay, but yeah, I came up with the name for my D&D character when I started playing D&D over 13 years ago.
Oh, my God. No.
Woo!
Awesome.
You're gay.
Yes.
Get off my radio. alright, that's fine. Alright, RoseArt.
It's supposed to be the female form of Rosalind, but whatever.
It's supposed to be the female form of Rosalind?
Yeah, well, because I was 10 and I was a dumb shit, and I just remembered my dad telling me this one story when he used to play D&D.
Your dad
back
used
in the
to
day.
Play D&D? Oh my God.
My dad what played D&D it before it was, like, versionized.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't
like,
know,
back but... in the 60s, early... 70s and shit.
Should we be
but, he told me about this one time, like, his friend's character pissed off the dungeon master, and his character got turned into a woman. And so I was trying to think, well, if I got turned into a woman, what would be a cool name? And I was really into Calvin and Hobbes, so I figured the babysitter Rosalind says, well, let's try and make a masculine version of that. And so RoseArt.
Okay.
Right.
The secret is out. And Aaliyah is... back from being away.
Well,
apparently.
Screw her. Too bad.
Yeah, too
bad she missed her interview.
Wait another week.
You wait another week.
I just sent her a hate message.
message.
You had your chance.
Not that Aaliyah was our interviewer for tonight.
No, she wasn't.
Of course
no,
she
wasn't.
Wasn't
at all.
From the beginning. All right.
Keep going, Brad.
Alright, and here's a topic that I know you're very passionate about. What is your favorite kind of music? Or if you'd rather be a bit more, you know, direct, what are some of your favorite bands?
How many do you want me to list?
Okay, list 12? 12 bands.
Jeez.
And if you don't list one, that means that you hate it.
If what?
And if you don't list one, that means that you hate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'll compare. Let's see. May, Mute Math, Burning Airlines, No Knife, 311, Aerobic Fish, Jamiroquai, Led Zeppelin, Aqualung. I'm looking at my CD cases here.
So the actual music that you actually bought.
Oh yeah, yeah. See,
the ones that you like.
The Exit. If I'm gonna spend money on it, then it's got to be somewhat good.
All right. Okay. You said The Exit.
The Exit. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, one more.
One more.
This has got to be the big
Radiohead. There we go.
There you go. Good. Good boy.
All right. Whoa! Calm down, Brad.
Calm down.
Oh, Beck.
No, that's not.
Yes.
You can't
13,
do that,
fucker.
No. No, Beck, you actually hate Beck because you didn't list it in your first 12.
Well, then I take off Radiohead.
It's a baker's dozen.
There you go.
Ah, fine. All right, well, are you talking about Beck from the anime or Beck Hansen?
Beck Hansen.
All right.
You don't like the anime, you jerk?
No, he loves the anime. He's making like 5 Beck videos.
Like 5 of them? I hear you're working on a Helsing video.
didn't I send you a beta?
Yeah, you did. You wanna tell us more about this? I know Brad loves it.
I love the song. The song is amazing, but I can't believe you're bastardizing the song. But
whatever.
Using Elsie. Hello?
Hello?
Oh,
hello?
So I thought we all got cut off there. It just got really quiet.
Oh, no.
Any more, Brad?
Do what now? Oh, yeah. I was gonna.
Are you just making this stuff as you go along, bro?
No. I thought you were gonna talk about the video.
No, not really. Because
no, I was gonna talk. I just wanted to bring it up because I knew that Brad.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to make you pissed off and uncomfortable.
I really don't care. It's fine. All right. What cons have you gone to / do you normally go to?
JCon, MegaCon, AWA, and those are the ones I regularly go to, and I've also been to AFO, which isn't that great.
AFO.
And amazingly enough, I haven't been to MetroCon, which is on the other side of Florida, just because I haven't gotten around to it. I haven't bothered.
I see.
Actually, I found out I submitted my Naruto video to it last year, and they didn't accept it because it was too long. And it would have, like, knocked off other people's videos. The time limit was, like, 5 minutes, and it's under 5 minutes.
Huh?
But they only had, like, an hour, and they wanted to show other people's videos and not a 5-minute one.
That's okay.
Sorry,
yeah.
Man.
Oh.
Sorry.
Welcome.
It happens.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yep.
Anyways.
Oh, yeah, the Southland. That's 14.
No, you can't, man.
Yeah,
he's just
going to
keep
adding. You made me send you and Jay the whole CD.
No, we bought it. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I
bought it from me over the internet for free.
What?
You heard me.
What happened to the money that I gave you?
No, I actually did buy it.
Oh.
Luna bought it.
Yeah, me too.
No, you didn't.
Hey, you can prove that.
All right. Well, you seem to be freaking refusing to answer the questions that... So I'm like...
I'm answering the questions.
You didn't answer my what's your favorite video this year.
Well, I mean, come on. I never thought of, like, oh, what's my absolute favorite video that's come out?
Just 2000. I didn't say what's it of all time. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Well, no, not of all time, but, like, I don't think, like, which one is my favorite, like, my absolute favorite, you know?
All right, fine. Forget it.
I would have to say probably...
Why didn't you guys just get into a fight already?
Mom and Dad are fighting.
Where's
the baby? Are you guys gonna get divorced?
All right. Here's a good question.
Okay. Here's a good answer.
What do you consider the most important part of a good video? And I mean, like mood, timing, effects, etc.
Remix.
Story.
Special editions.
Jason.
I would have to say, and because everybody tells me about these videos or about my videos. Is that they have flow. And
flow.
I think that... What?
I was just repeating the word flow.
Oh, okay. Slow. Just like just that it plays seamlessly. It doesn't feel like you're watching the video and then halfway through there's just that one scene that feels like it breaks the feel of the video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So everyone tells me all my videos seem to just like flow seamlessly or have very little disruption when watching them.
That's cool. Right on. Wait, so what did you think about Jihaku?
To be honest, I only saw it the one time when they played it at Masters at AWA. I never actually went and downloaded it and watched it again. Not to say that it wasn't a bad video or that I didn't like it, but I just never went out and downloaded it again. My first impression when I watched it, I was thinking it was the Best of You video by Foo Fighters, but he used anime as well.
Wait, what?
Have you seen the actual video for Best of You?
Yeah, it is.
I kind of felt it was the video for Best of You, but he used anime instead of the other live action clips. And I like the Best of You video. I like Jihaku, but I never was like, OMG WTF! You know, this is such a great I'm gonna jerk off to this video because it's greatness. You know.
Well,
because you do that with other videos, right?
Yeah.
I only bring that one up because I've been talking to the J or anime, and when we're talking about videos that have really good flow, we always end up bringing up Jihaku. But anyways.
Oh, yeah, that video definitely has good flow. I've nothing against that video. I don't not like it. I do like it.
Yeah, but sure you don't.
I've just never watched it again. No offense to Tyler, which he might be listening. I don't know if he is.
No, he's not at all.
No, he's not.
Never.
No, probably not.
Never?
Never.
He hates RDS? Well, fuck him then.
Everything right. This is against you, just hate.
And so, I have to say, Sweet Revenge. That's one of my favorite videos of the year. Is the kind of Monte Cristo video he did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You and Lee both. He's been fapping about that video for a while.
Which video is this?
Sweet Revenge is Gankutsuo video.
Well, Lee faps about every European editor, so.
Yeah, true. He was there for
a reason. He's gone and met a lot of them, which is really cool.
So, well, I mean, especially Tyler. He's a Tyler fanboy.
Yes. I would deny that. And he's a Google Dolls fanboy.
Yeah. If Tyler ever made a Goo Goo Dolls video, he'd probably explode. Literally.
Yeah.
Alright.
It'd be like he lost his virginity.
No, probably not. That's never going to happen.
Ouch.
I didn't mean it. Maybe someday, buddy.
Yeah, you did.
Alright. What do you have in the works right now, other than your Helsing video?
Oh, it's 3-track?
My
ROS3 track, which I'm glad I got accepted because then I can work on 2 Beck videos at once.
Excellent.
Actually, fuck. Oh, no, 3 Beck videos at once. I have, shut up! I'm going to do the ROS3 track, the end of Beating Heart Baby. Yeah, I might as well tell you the songs. I'm going to do, what is it, One Angry Dwarf and 200 Solemn Faces by Ben Folds 5 to Beck. It's going to be a Koyuki profile video, and then I'm going to have a Maho Koyuki profile video by Alternative Baby by Robo Big Fish.
Right on.
Awesome.
It's like instant Maho video.
Right on, man.
Awesome.
So, anyhow, I have...
I am all about Beck videos, because they're...
I do not have Beck on my computer as of right now. I have it on DVDs. Thank you, Brad.
I didn't... What are you talking about? I didn't... Anything. Like that. That's that.
I bought them from you.
Exactly. That's
you. Yeah.
Sure you did.
You gave me the money and I imported them, and that's how we got it.
Very kindly.
Dude, what's the difference? Like, we're on RDS radio. We're not on AMB radio. Who cares?
Anyhow, so I don't have that on the computer yet, but I have the Helsing video, the great Helsing video that I started.
You can talk about it. It's fine.
I can't wait.
There's not much to talk about, really. I'm actually waiting for the full OVA to come out, because what came out a week or two ago was just half of it.
Yeah. That's only the first
episode. Something like that. The DVD says it's supposed to be 50 minutes long, and all this file is just 25 minutes, so there's half of it missing.
The 10th,
exactly. My birthday is the 12th, by the way. People buy me stuff. Now, I have Jinro ripped, and I'm trying to do just something really short for MegaCon this year. The deadline is the 18th, so hopefully get that done. I have the movie Collateral ripped.
Collateral.
But I haven't started.
With Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx, yeah. Great movie. If you haven't seen it, you should go out and
buy
it or buy it. Very good movie.
Does Tom Cruise ever tell Jamie Foxx that he's glib?
Did what?
Nothing.
Hey,
he is the last samurai.
Yeah?
You're glib.
We're trying to get Tom Cruise on RDS Radio.
That'd be fucking awesome.
So we can talk about Scientology.
Yes.
And Mission Impossible 3.
No, we're just talking about Scientology.
Just Scientology.
Did you see, you saw the commercial for Mission Impossible 3, right? Philip Seymour Hoffman is the villain.
Are you kidding me?
No! Philip Seymour Hoffman is the fucking villain of Mission Impossible 3.
Who is that?
What?
I don't know who that is.
That is, did you ever see Boogie Nights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the guy who had like the nice car, the camera guy who tried to make out with Mark Wahlberg? That's Philip Seymour Hoffman.
You don't know who Philip Seymour Hoffman is?
I just don't know the name.
But yeah, he is one of those guys that, you know, once you see him and you know exactly who he is, but
yeah, okay,
you probably don't remember. Yeah. No, he's actually a really great actor.
Oh yeah, he is. I'll find a picture for you.
No, it's fine. I don't need to see a picture.
Well, then I'll send you the IMDb link for him.
No, it's fine. I'm good, man.
Fuck you.
No.
Next question.
You Nazi.
All right. How does it feel to be nominated for Creator of the Year? Oh, wait. Sorry.
Oh, ouch.
Sorry.
Oh, burn.
I thought... I told you I wrote...
That was uncalled for.
I didn't mean... Sorry.
Jeez, Brad. You're so mean.
Fuck you, Brad. Next.
God. what's that? I've been asking these out of order, so I've got to go through them. Alright, here's a great question. What do you consider to be your most overlooked video?
Okay, give me 1 second. I need to go look at my profile and see what my videos are.
Oh my God.
The
one that you like a lot, but just had really never caught on with anybody.
That didn't.
I guess my other Deadly's video, Misunderstandings.
The
one I did to Parachutes by Coldplay. Like 50 seconds long, and like the only person I've seen that said anything about it good was I think it was Ingao. How do you pronounce that? German guy. He's like the only person I've ever seen said that he liked that video.
Okay.
Or even mentioned the video, you know.
Dude, I mentioned it because it was my idea.
Wasn't your idea?
Well, I gave you the idea to do a drama video to Dead Leaves.
Yeah, that's true. I still need to get around to my the We'll Never Change video.
Yeah.
Never change.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It's alright.
So, okay, you did an Iron Chef against this guy using Kill Bill.
And it sucked horribly.
How'd that go?
You had the perfect song, and I had, what was it, Shanghai Honey? And then I said, I changed it to something else.
Did you?
Yeah, well, I got Shanghai Honey, and I was like, I cannot do this song, so I picked, what was it, something by Raw.
Yeah.
Scorn, I think.
I don't know what it was.
I can't remember the name of the song, but, and I even realized then, oh crap, I can't edit this. And then you had, like, the perfect song for the video.
It was Luck of the Draw, man.
Yeah, bullshit.
I did not.
You rigged
yeah,
it.
I know. Yeah, no, I know it was Luck of the Draw, but still, that was, like, the perfect song.
It was the perfect song, and I had so much fun editing that video. And that's probably my best Iron Chef video. Easily. It's so good.
I've only done, like, 3 Iron Chefs, too. And I've lost all of them.
Speaking of Iron Chef.
Shut up.
Not to divulge away from the interview, but, Q-Wolf.
Yeah, dude, what the hell? Let's do it.
Yeah, they're due for an Iron Chef, which we might broadcast on the radio.
Dude, let's do it next Wednesday.
I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be hosting the show while these two guys are going
to
be Iron Chef.
I can't record, though.
Yeah, someone else has to record.
So don't worry, we'll have someone else record. Don't worry about that.
Well, okay, we'll start the Iron Chef like an hour before, so we'll end an hour into the show.
Sounds good.
Right.
All right.
Awesome. All right, you guys heard it here. RDS Radio Iron Chef.
Hell yeah. Okay, here, let me get a little background. Me and Scott have Iron Chef three times. Once for like the last, previous 3 years. So we do an annual Iron Chef thing. And I've won twice, and Scott has won once.
I'm going to even it out.
That was a fluke.
Yeah, right.
But,
Ouch.
Actually, your source kind of sucked, because you only had Final Fantasy, so...
Oh, yeah, well, plus, like, when I went to switch to the high-quality versions, it didn't switch right.
Oh, yeah, that too.
And it was totally crap. I was like, oh, God, this looks like total shit. But the editing, this was not that great either. That was probably my worst Iron Chef. But you definitely deserve that one. It was good.
Yep. Anyways.
But, so it'll be 3-1. After,
okay. 2-2. Alright. Do you have any more questions for Rosie?
Let me see.
Because if not, I'm going to end the show.
Wait, hang on.
No,
oh, fabulous.
Hang on.
I'm going to end it.
Hold on.
Dude, I'm ending it live.
How long? Hold on. Okay. When did you first get into anime?
Like first ever, like ever started watching it, or like really get into it?
No, you know what I mean. Like, when did you, become a fan of anime?
I guess high school.
In high school?
Yeah.
Like, what started it?
Dragon Ball Z, Sailor Moon, just the usual crap, I can remember back to, like, when I was in middle school watching Ronin Warriors on, like, UPN in the morning before I went to school.
But that was fucking awesome. But you probably didn't really associate it with being anime.
Yeah, I didn't I wasn't like, oh, cool, the new anime is on,
Yeah, it was just a cartoon.
I was watching the American Mega Man cartoon at the same time, too, which kicks ass, by the way.
You should make a Mega Man video.
I should.
Yeah. Back to my roots.
Oh, Fluxy and make a Mega Man video.
There you go.
No, like, really in college, though, is when I first, like, started getting into it. Like, right when I first... Well, probably even, like, my senior year of high school, because that's when I first, like, got introduced to AMVs. Mm. Of course, bitches, Like, probably half of the people who have ever, like, gotten into AMVs, their first AMV they ever saw was bitches.
Not me.
No, not me either.
You don't count.
Yeah, it was me.
And we all know where the people who saw that AMV went out to.
It wasn't the first one, but it was one of the
That's a good video.
You're a good video. I've actually never seen it.
I've actually never seen Euphoria.
Ouch.
Oh.
Good, me neither.
You're a lie. You are a lie.
I try.
Well, what are some of your all-time favorite shows?
Or AMVs.
Let me pull out my collection. shit, someone just messaged me. MJ just messaged me. He says, I'm right there with you. Fuck the AMVs. Alright, Cowboy Bebop, Ava, let's get the cliche ones out of the way. I'm seriously rooting through my shit right now to just get ideas. I can't think of anything.
Does he like leave the
Fruits
mic?
Fruits Basket.
Fruits Basket.
Noir.
I can see him like in the huddled in the corner
FLCL.
Throwing stuff out.
I got a banker box full of shit.
Caracano.
Utena.
I didn't like
Utena.
That.
Utena, whatever you want to call it.
I never saw it.
Utena!
Utena! What?
Booyah!
Hellsing. Arpa Break?
Trigon. Hellsing, Brad.
Hellsing.
Hellsing's okay.
Just say Razaphon, you know you want to.
Yeah, Razafon. I love Razafon.
Back.
Oh, Abinabashi. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that was good.
All right.
Back. Yeah, sure, that'll work.
We just naming stuff out. Like, yeah,
Running Warriors.
Sailor Moon.
Run One Half.
Dragon Ball.
Wait, you like Ronin Warriors?
Fuck yeah!
Are you kidding me?
No!
Oh my god!
It's Sailor Moon for guys! What?
Oh, that's disgusting, man. Get out of here. I'm gonna kick you right now.
Like, not just off the radio. You're actually out of our
Yeah,
heads.
It kicked off our damn heads.
Alright, that's okay. MJ and I will just leave and we'll reform Random Variable, that's all.
No, you won't. You guys won't have a site again.
No, we'll talk to John. He'll put his name back on the site.
Will he?
And yeah. I'll actually join Random Variable.
You're a jerk.
MJ. We'll I'll be the new powerhouse.
Fine, I'm making my own then. Just me. and no site.
Was it A2002A Productions?
I don't know what that was. That was an IRC channel that was,
That was total crap. The bumper for Remix is terrible.
Dude, that was great.
Woo! That was worse than the outro to my Trip to Shrooms video.
Yeah, a little bit. Hey, that was my second video. Why didn't you leave me alone?
No, it wasn't. That was your third video.
Yeah,
I know what your second video was.
Damn it! It was my third, you knew it.
I knew
it. Did you make a DBZ video?
No, I didn't make a DBZ video.
It made an AVE video.
Made an AVE.
Everyone made a DBZ video.
You made an AVE video.
I made an AVE video.
And it's so good.
Yeah, it's called Damage Remix.
No, it was a different one. It was another one.
What are you talking about, man?
Another one.
I don't know what you're talking about. Alright, it doesn't matter. We're not talking.
How about woodxfid.avi?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
It was kind of running.
Shut up.
In a direction.
Alright, have any more questions for him? Because I'm going to end this.
No, I'm good.
Alright. Well, thanks for being our interviewee, Rosie.
Sorry,
it was on such short notice.
Wait, are you coming to ASUN?
Yeah, dude, ASUN, come on.
ASUN, man.
ASUN. Dude, T-Wolf is going to be there.
Even T-Wolf is going to be at ASUN, man.
That's the only reason to go.
When is ASUN again?
May 5th through 7th.
May 5th through 7th.
Hmm.
T-Wolf.
Just say yes.
Yes.
All right, yeah. Rosa is going to be at ASUN. If he's not there, we're going to lynch him. All right, anyway, we're going to go to Florida.
If Daryl and Ashley...
Yeah, even Daryl is going to go.
Yeah, if he can go, I might be able to go up with
Dude,
him.
He's going.
Well, I need to make money.
Well, yeah.
Steal some.
Okay.
Stop stealing Brad's water. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you heard that.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
my water's out. I have no water in my house.
Your water broke?
Yes, my water broke.
Well, we can discuss this later. But for now, I'm going to end the show.
Dude, friggin' Subrunker is going to be at ASUN.
Yeah, I know.
We'll have
a special ASUN show. Yeah, right.
We're going to do a show at ASUN.
Yeah.
Live from ASUN?
Actually, we could.
Do a webcast and have
Since it's
going to
be running off of the RDS server. We could. We'll talk about this later. Anyways, thanks for calling.
You can do it from your apartment.
No, we can't.
Yeah. No. We can all fit in there, can't
we? No, we're not doing it.
Yeah. All right, what?
We're not doing this. All right, anyways.
You heard it first.
No. All right, I'm ending the show. Thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for everyone listening in. Maybe you'll hear from us next week. You never know.
The world
and,
man.
There's two more songs coming up. One of them is dedicated to Decoy's mom. I don't know which one it is.
Is Decoy's mom?
Wait, which
the
mom
new
it is?
Rose
is
Arts
that
mom?
What you said?
Decoy's mom. I don't know. FC sent it to me, and he said play it. So
is Decoy's mom the new Rose Arts mom?
It could be. I don't know. It might be.
Alright.
But it is 2006, and since Rose Arts didn't get nominated for Creator of the Year.
Oh, actually, this is going to sound very weird, but speaking of my mom, in all seriousness, like, guys, keep her in your thoughts because she's going through chemotherapy.
Oh,
oh really? Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Hope it works out.
Sorry.
We'll do.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm going home this weekend since my birthday. I'm going to get to see her and see how well she's doing. But
that's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh.
All right. Thanks for bringing the downer.
Well, you said you're ending the show, so might as well make
you
people
didn't have
think.
To put it on the down note, you jerk.
She's going to be fine.
Put the world in perspective, man.
All right. All right. See you guys later.
See ya.
See ya.
Later. All right, we're off. All right.
See you guys later. See ya. Delay!
Oh my god, dude, I sounded terrible that entire time.
Dude, it's fine.
No, you're fine. Ugh.